On the line to discuss this further is Ilse Strauss, who is the International Education Director of Bridges for Peace. Ilse, thank you so much for joining us on the Home Run. Ramaphosa's meeting with Trump tomorrow has caught global attention. What do you think are the main goals on both sides, and what should we realistically expect to come from the meeting?
Well, good afternoon to all the listeners. Yes, all eyes, both internationally and certainly in South Africa, are on this meeting tomorrow. And I mean, South Africa has been on the receiving end of President Trump's criticism and his actions. So, I mean, nobody expects this to be a warm, easy get together with lighthearted banter. And President Ramaphosa, he heads into this meeting walking what many have called a diplomatic tightrope. And some in his circle even fear a setup, warning that it might be a repeat performance of Trump and Zelensky's meeting in February. And they've called on Ramaphosa to cancel this visit altogether. But Ramaphosa seems confident that he's going to embrace this opportunity to set the record straight on what he claims to be damaging information about South Africa. So he sets out to convince Trump that white people in South Africa are not a persecuted minority, there's no genocide, and the state is not seizing land. He also seems confident. Yes, go ahead.
There's also controversy over Ramaphosa being accompanied by the DA leader, John Steenhuisen. What message does that send?
Correct.
Unity or political opportunism?
Correct. Well, I think he's chosen wisely. John Steenhuisen going with Ramaphosa is definitely a wise choice. He is a white South African going with. So it definitely sends a message, even if nothing is said. Rumor has it that Johann Rupert also spoke with Trump and that he might be in the delegation tomorrow.
So we don't actually know until probably after the meeting. But Trump has made
Correct.
It clear that he supports bilateral ties with countries that align with his worldview.
Right.
Do you think that Ramaphosa's anti-Israel stance could be a stumbling block in the talks tomorrow?
I think it's more than a could. I think it definitely comes into play. Trump is definitely not happy with Israel, South African's stance so much against Israel. However, he's also very much concerned with South Africa cozying up to Iran and to Hamas. So there's definitely that clash of interest.
And Ilse, as you mentioned, the idea that white people are being persecuted, the use of the word genocide, all of that relating to South African farmers who've recently related to Israel, and also the offer being extended to other minority groups that include, I mentioned the Jewish community because that's a large part of our listenership. I imagine that this will be raised during the meeting, and I wonder if you can speculate what you think is going to come out of the discussion between the sides over these topics.
Well, I think it will most definitely be raised, and Ramaphosa plans on showing data that there is most definitely not a genocide happening. So the data he has will show violent crime, but a very small percentage of that violent crime being aimed at white minority. However, I don't think that is actually the point of the matter. I believe that Ramaphosa will take the data, he will show it, but maybe that will not be his main strategy. Maybe that will not be to try and convince Trump that he is wrong, but rather going in speaking a language that President Trump understands, which is a deal. He has some aces up his sleeve that he knows Trump will find attractive.
If the meeting goes badly, or if it's just symbolic, if we see a repeat of what happened with the Ukrainian President Zelensky, what could that mean for South Africa's future relationship with the United States, Israel, and the global Jewish community?
I don't think anything good. If this meeting goes badly, I think we can expect more than what we've seen over the past few months, and that absolutely does not bode well for South Africa. So for all of our sakes, I really hope and trust that this meeting tomorrow goes well and that Ramaphosa plans it out well.